We're losing a lot of cliff. My God, I haven't seen it for a few days. Look at all that, Darcy.
Nicola Bayliss is walking along the Haysboro cliffs with her teenage daughter, Darcy, surveying the damage from a recent storm. She points out a pile of orange clay that fell off the cliff roughly 20 feet to the beach below.
Oh, this is part of the cliff that it used to be. It's taken away quite a lot.
It's one of those blustery days where the sky and the sea are the same shade of gray, and Darcy keeps huddling into her jacket for warmth.
The last time I was down here, we had a full ramp, so you could walk down.
That ramp is gone, and a path that used to hug the edge of the cliff now ends abruptly at its edge.
It's taken a huge chunk out of it. I'm used to everyone going on about the erosion down here, but when I saw it like this, I was like, oh, this is different.
The Baylisses live in a 1950s brick house, maybe 100 meters from the cliffs. When that chunk fell off, Nicola was reading in bed and says she felt her house shake.
Felt like someone slamming a really heavy door or something. It just went poof. And I was like, whoa.
Haysboro is pretty well known as a historic village that's falling into the sea. The Baylisses' neighbor, Briny Nearop Redding, made national news several years ago when she refused to leave her bungalow, even when the bathroom hung over the edge of the cliff. News crews filmed her house finally being demolished in 2013.
As the diggers rolled into place, the view from the beach showed exactly how precarious her clifftop house had become.
Today, tourists pass the Baylisses' house when they walk from the famous cliffs toward the village's 15th century church or historic cottages.
I've had people like come up to me and go, oh, so how long have you lived here? Like, how long have you got left? And I just stand there like, I don't know now because it's so unpredictable.
Around 2000, surveyors said the house the Baylisses live in had about 150 years left. Based on erosion risk maps and losses from recent storms, Nicola thinks she's got about 25 years now, maybe less. Clive Stockton is the landlord at the village pub and spent years in local government.
In the last 26 years that my wife and I have been in this village, we've lost 36 houses, 4 businesses, the Coast Guard, the lifeboat, the public car park, the public toilets, and virtually all the beach access.
The North Sea has been eating away at these soft cliffs for thousands of years, but it started getting worse in the 1990s. That's when defenses that used to protect most of this coast collapsed here in Haysboro, and they haven't been replaced.
So we are being torn to pieces.
By 2021, England will spend over $3.5 billion to prevent flooding and coastal erosion. But the government says along large sections of the coast, that just isn't practical. So erosion will be allowed to continue unabated. Here in Haysboro, the local government can try to slow erosion down and buy residents time. But eventually, some of them are just supposed to move away from the sea. Clive Stockton doesn't think this is particularly fair.
Defence in this country is still run on the basis of a so-called cost-benefit analysis. There is no way that a rural community can get any substantial help with sea defence.
In the face of rising seas and more extreme weather, the UK Environment Agency says especially vulnerable communities like Haysboro will just have to adapt. The Baylisses get that, but this isn't just abstract government policy to them. It's the difference between having a home and eventually losing it.
Sometimes I do feel like they don't care. So much of my childhood's already disappeared from the cliffs.
That includes the village's lifeboat station, one of the first places Darcy was allowed to walk alone as a kid. More places will follow, including the living room where we're sitting drinking tea.
It's kind of upsetting to know that all this will be gone by the time that I get anywhere close to having like a family of my own. Like where we're sitting right now won't be here.
That's a big deal to her, because this house is where her dad died suddenly of an aneurysm 2 years ago. Darcy goes with me to the center of the village to point out the church.
And this is where my father's funeral was. The route we just took from my house to here, we skated all that behind the hearse.
Darcy's dad was a well-known skateboarder.
We had over like 50 skateboarders with me. And the whole coffin was covered in skate stickers, and it was very, very cool.
That church will likely disappear within Darcy's lifetime, too. She worries eventually she won't have anywhere to look when trying to remember her father's life and death.
Being able to see where it was and being able to look back on it, I won't be able to do that.
Still, she wants to move away from Haysboro when she finishes school next spring.
The sooner I get out of here, the sooner I don't have to worry as much about the danger of, obviously, the cliffs. because of the rate it's going, I could wake up one morning and I'd be on the edge of the cliff.
On the edge of the cliff, like her neighbor was years ago. Darcy's mom, Nicola, on the other hand, says she'll stay in this house as long as she can.
Well, my husband, hi dear, this is where he died. So, you know, I'll stay here to the end. But sorry.
The UK government doesn't offer buyouts to homeowners like Nicola. She plans to move inland when she has to. Still, she's never regretted moving to this crumbling coast when Darcy was just a baby.
I would not swap any of the memories I've had in this house or in this village for anything.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Haysborough, England.